Quest Oracle Community proudly presents the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Hosted by PeopleSoft users Stephen Valentine, Senior Director of Quality Assurance at the Milton Hershey School, and Brooke Repine, a PeopleSoft Business Systems Analyst with Samaritan's Purse. This podcast explores and showcases how PeopleSoft customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success. Welcome to episode one of our podcast. I am one of your podcast co-hosts, Brooke Repine. Joining me is podcast co-host Stephen Valentine. Like you, we're PeopleSoft customers working with the system each day to support our organizations in fulfilling their missions. Hi, Stephen. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited. The spring is finally here in Pennsylvania. I'm ready for the rain to stop. And I'm really looking forward to the upcoming conference in Vegas. And I'm excited about the warmer weather. How about you?
Same. I'm really looking forward to the conference as well. And that's actually the main focus for our discussion today. We're going to be spotlighting the upcoming conference, PeopleSoft Reconnect Live at Blueprint 4D 2025, taking place this year in Las Vegas, Nevada, from June 9th through the 13th. You and I are going to both be attending, and we actually are planning to have a PeopleSoft podcast meeting spot at the conference so we can connect with our listeners.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have a table where it's a great place for us to be, and it's going to be a spot where our listeners can come and chat with us in person. We're excited about getting the word out about the podcast and introducing ourselves and meeting other people as we are all in the conference in person.
Hopefully you'll catch up with us in between one of the sessions or during a break. I'm really excited for this new way for us to make connections with other PeopleSoft customers. This will be my second time attending Blueprint 4D. Last year was my first, and I tried to soak up as much as possible. This year, now that I know the layout and the flow, I am aiming to get even more out of it, and we hope you will do the same. In fact, we are challenging you to do so. If you're new to the conference, Blueprint 4D is the annual in-person event hosted by Quest Oracle Community. It's geared toward professionals working with PeopleSoft, JD Edwards, and Oracle Cloud. PeopleSoft Reconnect Live at Blueprint is the official PeopleSoft portion of the in-person conference. It's a great space to learn, network, and get inspired.
Absolutely. And this is my third time attending Blueprint 4D. And it's a great opportunity to connect with your peers, just learn about the future of PeopleSoft, see where they're going, what kind of new functionality they're going to add, and just to learn directly from other people's experiences. And I know I always leave the conference feeling re-energized and inspired by all the ideas and the best practices shared. It's also just a great chance to get away from work, step away from the day-to-day routine, unwind, and enjoy some fun. I know the networking events are always fun. They're always casual, engaging, and it's just a great way to meet new people. And of course, being in Vegas is a bonus because there's a lot of energy that goes on and the atmosphere really keeps people energized. And of course, as I mentioned, the beautiful weather is going to make it even better.
It's definitely a powerful source of inspiration. The goal today is to encourage you all to create a game plan that will help you make the most of the conference. We really want you to leave the conference armed with valuable insights, meaningful connections, and most importantly, the motivation or the drive to put what you learned into action and spark innovation within your organization.
That's right. So we recognize that attending this conference really is an investment. It's an investment from your organization who supported your participation, and it's an investment from you. You've stepped away from your personal and professional routines to be here. We know the work doesn't stop when people come to the conference, so we know everybody's going to have extra work to do when they get back. So our goal in this podcast is to really help you get the greatest possible value from that investment. We really want to help you make your time at the conference be productive and rewarding. And we want really to challenge you to leave with new insights, meaningful connections, and maybe even some new tools that you didn't have before.
The Blueprint 4D conference is organized into learning paths. There's a learning path for JDE, the cloud, in addition to the PeopleSoft learning path. Then within the PeopleSoft learning path, you can find sessions broken down by FSCM, HCM, PeopleTools, and healthcare. New to the conference this year is a PeopleSoft modernization learning path. And we wanted to highlight it because this really ties into the bigger conversation about continuous improvement. Stephen, when you hear modernization, what comes to mind?
That's a good question. So definitely, I think with modernization, it's keeping up with your tools and your POM upgrades, because that's the only way you're going to be able to take advantage of the new functionality that's been given to us and then implement the new functionality as you can. But that may mean review your customizations to see how you can get rid of them and just use the system what's been brought out. Or maybe reviewing your own processes and looking at your manual steps and your processes to see what can you change so that you can use that new functionality in the system. It's just identifying any kind of inefficiencies you have in your organization, any kind of steps that PeopleSoft and Oracle has provided opportunities to automate those. So just being as automated as possible. That's really what the result of modernizing means to me.
So when you're talking about implementing new functionality, you're talking about newer tools like Page and Field Configurator and Configurable Search?
Well, now that's an interesting question because you call those new, and that's how we think about them. But can you believe that Page and Field Configurator has been around since 2017? That's 8 years. Not super new, is it? Now, I will say Configurable Search has been around since 2022, so that's 3 years old. But I will note, Fluid came out in 2015, so that's 10 years ago. And we're still having many conversations at the conference about how to get customers excited about moving to Fluid. So those are some great examples of modernizing our systems.
That's kind of wild when you think about it. We did a little digging to get that information, and I think we were both surprised just how long some of these tools have been out. But I think it speaks to the challenges of continuous business improvement and driving innovation. And I believe the goal with these new modernization path sessions is to help us understand how existing investments can be modernized efficiently and cost effectively, and also help us have the capacity to implement these new technologies so we can reap the benefits.
That's right. These sessions with the new modernization path really help us get farther and move faster in our product by leveraging those who've already implemented these product enhancements. So there's so many people that have already done this before us, and they're willing to share their knowledge and they're willing to help. And, you know, I just keep coming back to how important it is to connect with others at the conference. It's just the really big benefit as you can build those connections. And it's just a wealth of knowledge that we can tap into. If you think about PeopleSoft's been out since the mid-80s. So that's 40 years of system development, system building, and how many people have been involved in PeopleSoft for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. So we really do have a wealth of information, and I'm just always amazed at how people are always willing to share their insights and help others.
Yeah, there's definitely a gold mine within the PeopleSoft community with the amount of knowledge that's available. So Tuesday morning kicks off with the opening keynote featuring this year's speaker, Chris Leiping, CIO and author of People Before Things. And that concept is really intriguing to me. One line I read in the keynote abstract really stood out to me, and it said that he's going to be talking about how to build your personal operating system for navigating change, one that's engineered for growth rather than mere survival. And that really resonates with me. I aim to thrive, not just get by. Actually, the JDE Connection podcast, hosted by our friends Chandra Wabshal and Paul Houtcooper, recently featured Chris Leiping on their JDE Connection podcast. So if you want to get a sneak peek of what to expect from him at the conference, check out episodes 56 and 57 on the JDE Connection podcast.
Yeah, I always really enjoy the keynote opening speaker. I think that they always do a great job of really getting the energy going with that opening presentation, the opening speaker, and all that that happens. And then it just kind of kicks off, and that energy just goes with the whole conference. And his keynote does sound very interesting. And I'm also see that he's going to be presenting during some breakout sessions throughout the week. So there's definitely opportunity for people to hopefully get to know him and connect with him later on in the week.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm happy to see that he's going to be presenting sessions throughout the week in addition to his keynote.
Let's switch gears to talk about the layout of the conference. Let's hear about it from your perspective, Brooke.
Sure. So from my perspective as a newbie, when I look at kind of how the conference is laid out, I noticed that Tuesday we start with like the high level 30,000 foot perspective. We start with the opening keynote for all the groups, right? For JD, Oracle, PeopleSoft that we just mentioned. And then we break off and we're going to hear the PeopleSoft keynote from Paco Abrewan, Senior Vice President of Development for Oracle Applications. Then after that, in the afternoon, we're going to dive into the ERP roadmap and the People Tools updates. And then that's when, after that, we start getting into the breakout sessions.
Yeah, and building on that, I actually took some time to review the sessions, and I really organized them into some key categories that I think will help people navigate the week. So the key categories are SIGs, which are special interest groups, PUGs, which are PeopleSoft user groups, and then we have some Oracle-led sessions, some pit stops, and then sessions presented by users and consultants. So breaking those down a little further, the SIGs and the PUBs, those meetings are really valuable for connecting with peers who share similar roles or challenges. So the SIGs bring together individuals from specific functional areas like payroll or like public sector, while PUBs are usually centered around like a particular user group such as finance. But both of them really give you a great chance to share experiences, ask questions, and then just kind of build on your network. But then we have the Oracle-led sessions, which really provides a great chance to engage directly with the leadership team. And they're the ones that are responsible for the development and the direction of PeopleSoft. So it's like you have this insight into how PeopleSoft's getting developed and maybe even have a direct line to the developers. And in those sessions, you're really going to hear firsthand about the product roadmap, upcoming features, and strategic initiatives. And a lot of times, they'll ask for input. So they'll have some things that they're thinking about working on, some direction that they want to go, but they'll ask the audience for input just to help make sure that they provide the best outcome for us as users.
I really appreciate those sessions with the Oracle product strategist that you're talking about. They're approachable, and knowing that I can connect directly with them is an amazing aspect and benefit of this conference.
Yeah, and the pit stop sessions, they're actually another opportunity to meet with the Oracle representative, because that's more of an informal session where you can go sit with them, talk to them, ask questions, share their feedback, and even dive deeper into specific functionality. So those are interactive sessions, which really is another valuable resource. And then finally, we also have the user and consulting sessions. So those are allowing you to hear real-world stories and best practices from people that are actively working within PeopleSoft. They're implementing new features. They're using new features. So those sessions really provide great insights and solutions. And I think that's really another great way to connect with other users. You can find what they're doing, and you can find things where you have similar interests and really get to know people. So I think all of these options really are designed to help walk away with not just knowledge, but a really great network of people and a great group of ideas that you can take back and apply in your own environment.
I really like the way you broke that down for us, Stephen. Thanks. I've been looking at the PeopleSoft modernization learning path that we briefly discussed, and I've been focused on the FSCM one as well. But I did want to call out there's a people development track too. And this one is business analyst focused. It includes presenters from the International Institute of Business Analysis, which is a professional association that offers internationally recognized certification programs for business analysts.
And I'm actually sitting on a panel discussion with the IIBA, so that'll be fun.
Cool. And you're presenting this year as well. We talked about that in our last session, in addition to this panel.
Yeah, I've really learned so much from other users, just being able to sit in the sessions and from the PeopleSoft industry for years. So I really enjoy sharing what I've learned from my experience. And I'm presenting on our tools, PUM and Fluid Upgrade, and really trying to think about the advantages of doing both at the same time. So I think it'll be a great session. And then I'm also joining this panel as well.
Well, I have yet to present at the conference, but that is on my list of things that hopefully I can do one day.
I'm sure you will be able to. So as we mentioned earlier, attending this conference really is a meaningful investment of our users' time. And our hope is that you all leave with valuable insights and practical takeaways. So we have a suggestion. Our suggestion is that you start to think now about some kind of a specific challenge or goal in mind that you have. Maybe there's a problem you're trying to solve. Maybe there's some functionality you want to implement. Or maybe there's just a manual process that you're doing that you know could be easier, or you're pretty confident could be moved into PeopleSoft. With that problem in mind, take some time to review the session schedule and identify presentations that would align with that problem. And then while you're at the conference, explore the vendor booth, learn more about the tools and solutions available that might support and help you with your initiative. And then during the sessions and networking opportunities, just ask questions and exchange contact information so you can continue that conversation after the conference. If you can walk away with a new idea, maybe a solution or a plan to move your task forward, then I think your time at the conference will have been well spent. And really, that's the goal that we hope you achieve.
Exactly. I couldn't have said that better myself. We really want to inspire our listeners to challenge themselves and extract value from the conference in a new way this year and then put what they learn into practice.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to take a minute to just talk about some sessions I personally plan to attend. And I know there's a small sampling. There's just so many great sessions that are going to resonate so much differently with everybody. But I know all of our friends at Oracle have some great sessions, and I really like to attend to them because that's where we learn more about the product. We learn more about the future of the product, and we really get to dig down into what they're doing and what they're focusing on actively. And I think the Oracle representatives really have an idea of what's important to the users. So I get to hear about what other users are doing and what I'm not doing that I should be doing. And they always provide tidbits of information, the functionality that's been available for years that I just didn't even know about. So, you know, I always walk away with a great wealth of knowledge from that. And we talked about the update and investment strategy and the ERP product update. But there is one that I'm really excited about is the AI for PeopleSoft. So I'm anxious to see how AI is going to help us out and make our lives easier. And then I always enjoy the human resources and payroll roadmap to see where they're going. And then, of course, there's my presentation. So it's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. And it's called Seamless Transformation, Upgrading Tools, PUM, and Fluid Together for Enhanced Performance. And really just talking about how we did a Tools PUM upgrade at the same time and moved to Fluid and how successful it was and just kind of sharing our knowledge and hopefully encouraging others to move to Fluid. But I also really strongly encourage all of our users to really review that full session list and choose the ones that best align with your role, your interest, and current challenges. And remember, most of the sessions are recorded, so if you can't make it to them, you should have the opportunity to catch up on anything you missed when you're back home. So what about you, Brooke? Are there things you'd like to highlight from the conference?
I'd like to mention the specific sessions for first-time attendees. There is a Coffee and Connect for first-time attendees first thing Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. And then there's another breakout session called Get the Most Out of Reconnect Live at Blueprint 4D Tuesday morning. And I think this is going to be a great way for first-time attendees to meet other people that are new to the conference. So I definitely wanted to mention that.
Yeah, that's great. And I think I would even extend that to people that maybe have been to the conference before, but really haven't been able to get the experience they want in the past. So it could be something that if you really want to get more out of the conference than people have, just feel free to attend those sessions and really make the most that you can. What about sessions that you might have seen related to modernizing the learning path? Are there any of those that you want to highlight, Brooke?
Yes, actually, there are so many that I want to call out, but I know for the sake of time, I'm going to have to limit them. I'll try to rattle off a few here. The best practices for continuous modernization of your PeopleSoft applications. There's PeopleSoft Fluid Best Practices with Jim Marion. The PeopleSoft Innovator Trends and Insights. And then there's a couple insight ones. There's What's New with PeopleSoft Search and Insights with Sasank. And there are Fluid Work Center sessions, I think, that are great, that I'd love to highlight all of them. There is a Page and Fill Configurator Update and Roadmap with Joe Williver. And then another one I'd mention is Two Peas in a Pod. It's a PTF and PFC presentation by Hennepin County. And I could go on and on, but I think we'd run out of time.
I think I'm just going to follow you around and just watch all the sessions you watch. Then I don't have to worry about picking my own.
I think that'd be great. We could network together with a lot of our listeners. They'd find us together in one spot.
That would be fun.
Our last podcast, we mentioned that there are two sessions occurring at the same time. And I wanted to know what your tips are for handling this.
Yeah, that is always a dilemma. So I do want to first remind everyone that most of the sessions are recorded. So you can always go back and listen to the ones that you may have missed. But when you look at the sessions and there's some that might be at the same time and there's only one of you and you can't send them both, I would encourage you to think about which session might be the most valuable if you're in it. So which one might have more questions or which ones might you want to ask questions, because you can't ask questions on the recorded one. I think that's one way to narrow it down. And another, if you go to the session and you start to sit in it and it's just not what you thought it was going to be, don't hesitate to just get up and go to the next session and get what you need. Because remember, you're there to get what you can get out of the conference. You might want to sit close to the door so you can quietly sneak out. But also when you're in the sessions, I think it's also important to take note of the people that are asking questions. They're probably the pretty knowledgeable people, and don't hesitate to get their contact information because that's a good resource for the future. And then always take note of the speaker's contact information, because if they're speaking, then they've got some kind of knowledge. And that's also another great contact for the future.
Thanks for the tip, Stephen. I'll see how that works out for me this year. Now that we've talked through the new modernization path, we spotlighted some sessions, and we've laid out our challenge for listeners, let's talk about our tips for prepping for the conference.
Yeah. My first tip is plan ahead of time. So look at the sessions and think about which sessions are going to be the most important to you. It's really hard once you get to the conference and everything starts going on to take the time out to try to pick the best sessions. I know in the past, a lot of times I've been sitting in a session trying to figure out which session in the next time slot is going to be the best for me, which is not really a way for me to learn in a session. So you can plan ahead of time by downloading that app and building your agenda before you leave for the conference. If you don't know how to download the app, there was an email that came out from Quest at questoraclecommunity.org, and it actually gives you instructions, but you can download the Quest app and you can log in using the email that you registered for the conference and then using the password, which is BP4D25, which is Blueprint 4D25. And that you can go into the app and look and you can build your agenda. But if you need further instructions on how to set up that app, make sure and go back to that email. And again, it was from Quest at questoraclecommunity.org. Brooke, I know you downloaded the app. Do you have any insights for our listeners?
I do. And actually, I want to mention the email was very helpful because I had the Quest app still on my phone from last year and I was struggling to switch from the 2024 to the 2025. So the instructions in the email were really helpful. I looked at the sessions online and in the app. I like viewing the sessions on the website because I can search by tracks, but the app is great for checking out the conference map. I like to see what part of the building we're going to be in, what rooms, just ahead of time to get an idea of where we're going to be at. The agenda at a glance is on the app, and that's great to see the big picture along with the individual sessions that you can see in the app. The app has handouts, and I really like the ability to see the handouts ahead of time. And then the last thing I would mention is CPE. There is a section on the app for how to get CPE credits. So check that out, especially if you're hoping to get CPE credits for attending certain sessions. That will tell you how to do so.
Yeah, one thing I do with the app is I just kind of go through and just select all the sections that look interesting to me. And then I go back to the My Schedule piece. And that's where I can see that I may have picked a lot of sessions at the same time, and then just try to narrow it down from there. So if you just play around with the app, I think it'll really be helpful in figuring out the best solution for you at the conference. So as we wind down, I just really like to leave our listeners with a final challenge. So our challenge is for everyone to make 3 new connections at the conference that will help build your network of resources. So I know that sounds like, how am I going to make network contacts? But this could be a vendor from the vendor showcase. It could be another customer, or it could be an Oracle employee, a product strategist. And those are all great people to get to know. And remember, all of those people know other people. So by just starting out small, you really are building a bigger network of people. And if you're really having a hard time trying to get to know people or find the connections, stop by our table and meet us. We'd be happy to be one of your 3 connections. And we might even be able to introduce you to other connections as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Introduce yourselves to us, please. We count as a new connection. And Stephen and I really want to get a chance to meet you all and hear your feedback. The other thing is we really want you to be intentional about what you're going to get out of the conference. So come to the conference with a problem you want to solve, an innovation that you'd like to spearhead, and get help while you're there. Apply it as soon as you get back. And we encourage you to use it so you don't lose it. Thank you for joining us for episode 1 of PeopleSoft Connection. We hope you gained some valuable insights to the conference, our challenge to make meaningful new connections this year, and are also challenged to apply what you've learned. We really look forward to chatting with you in person at the conference. And of course, we hope you stick with us for our next podcast episode, where you'll get to hear from our first guest speaker.
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/PSFTconnection. To learn more about what's happening in the Quest PeopleSoft community, visit our website, questoraclecommunity.org/PeopleSoft-community.